I believe that's our ring.
I know his lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum finally persuaded Mousy to quit his night watchman's job so that he could devote all of his time to training for his fight tomorrow with Iron Ike. But to do it, Lum had to sign a paper giving Abner full ownership of the store and bakery. Lum considers the paper worthless, but Abner has decided to hold him to it for a few days and teach Lum a lesson. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store, and Grandpappy Spears has just entered. Listen.
Well, morning, Grandpap.
Yeah, morning, Abner.
Morning. Come on in. How are you today?
Oh, just only tolerably. Whereabouts is Lum? Have you taken him back in the store yet?
Oh, why, of course I ain't. Fact says he don't even know he's out of it yet.
He don't?
No, he still thinks that paper he read out, giving me the store and bakery, is just a joke.
Well, ain't you told him you're going to hold him to it?
Well, I ain't had a chance. He spends all his time training that Mousy for the fight with Arn Ike at the carnival.
And you ain't teaching him much of a lesson if he don't know he's actually lost his half of the business here.
Well, don't worry. He's going to find out about it. And believe me, I'm going to make old Lum appreciate this store before I let him back in, too.
That's your time, Abner.
I'm telling you, Grandpap, I've just got myself where I'm plumb sick and disgusted with all these big oddies that Lum gets himself mixed up in.
Oh, he's a big oddies feller, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, whereabouts is that book I was reading in here yesterday, Abner?
Well, over in the library somewhere, I reckon. You can find it over there.
All right. Hey, wait a minute. You can't do this, Abner. You got the library table all piled up with bread here.
Oh, well, I got to put it someplace, Grandpap. I used up every place else.
Well, get it off. Get it off. I got to have a place to read.
Well, I can't, Grandpap. Ain't no other place to put the bread.
Now, listen, Abner. Your sign says this is a free public library, and I demand my rights. I want this table cleaned off.
All right, all right. Just put the bread on the floor, then.
Yeah, that's better.
Doggett, I wish we'd never put in that dead blame library.
Well, now, you get all this bread. Have you catched on how to make it already?
Oh, no, no. I never baked none of it. Elizabeth done it.
Elizabeth?
Yeah. I got her and little Pearl over at the place just baking bread fast they can. You ought to see them.
Well, I do know.
And I got Cedric out doing the delivering. Dog is even with that truck, he can't hardly keep up. The orders is coming in so fast.
Well, I'll be dog.
Oh, this lucky loaf is going like a house afire.
Well, I knowed it was good, but I never thought it was this good.
Well, it's on account of the changes I made in the ID, I believe.
Changes?
Yeah.
You mean you ain't baking money into the lucky loaves no more?
No, no, that's the whole ID of it. See, I just done it a little different than Lum's been doing it, that's all.
Oh.
Just made it a little better. Doggy, that shows right there I don't need that Lum around here.
Of course not. I've always said that.
I might turn out to be a better business feller than he is, you know what?
Yeah, you might. Here's the book I was reading.
Oh.
See, where was I at? Yeah, here we are.
I got to get this bread here wrapped up. That's what I better be doing.
In playing the mandolin, the instrument is held so that the fingers of the left hand may produce the various tones by stopping the
string. What in the world is that book you're reading, Grandpap?
Well, it's called, let's see the kibber here. Musical Instruments Self-Taught.
Oh.
Awful interested.
Well,
various tones by stopping the strings at the frets, as in playing the...
Well, I never knowed you had a mandolin, Grandpap.
Well, I ain't.
Well, what you reading that for, then?
Well, you never can tell when somebody might give you a mandolin.
Oh.
Might inherit one or something.
Yeah.
I'd want to know how to play it before ever I got one. Otherwise, there ain't no sense to getting it.
No, no, I reckon you ain't. Never had thought about it just that way, but I reckon you're right. Does it tell in there how to play the clarinet of all this... Wait a minute. There comes old Lum.
The body of the mandolin is held on the lap or against the right side of the body, so that the...
Grandpap, don't say nothing to Lum about Elizabeth baking that bread. I want him to think I done it. Don't want him to get the idea I need him around here.
So that the player may do the playing with the right hand.
You won't tell him, will you?
Tell him what, Abner?
What? What did I just say to you?
I don't know. The neck of the instrument should lie in...
Well, howdy, Lum.
Well, howdy, Abner. Well, hello, Grandpap. Supported by the thumb... Oh, hello, Lum. And slightly balanced by the forefinger.
Hush up, Grandpap. Don't read that out loud, please.
What in the world is he doing?
He's learning to play the mandolin.
Mandolin?
Yeah.
I don't see no mandolin.
Well, see, he wants to see if he can play it first before he bothers to get one. How's Mousy coming with his training?
Oh, he's doing something wonderful now, Abner.
He is, huh?
Yeah, all the difference in the world since he quit that night-watching job over at the mill. He's getting some sleep now.
Well, I'm proud to hear it.
Oh, yeah, he's a champion, that Mousy. That's all there are to it. You ought to have seen him work out this morning at the gymnasium.
Gymnasium?
Yeah, I got my place all fixed up like one now, you know.
Oh.
Hung a sort of a punching bag from the chandeliers, and finally Mousy got to punching that thing so hard he knocked the bag and chandeliers both right off the ceiling.
He did?
Oh, he stouted a white oak stump.
Well?
Just ruined them, but of course I don't care. I won't be living there no more after Mousy wins the fight. More than likely be moving to New York.
Oh. Well, are you sure he's going to win, Lum?
Oh, it's a cinch, Abner. A mortal cinch.
Tis, huh?
You ought to see what good condition that Mousy's getting himself in. Can't hardly hold him.
Well.
Got him out doing road work right now.
Road work?
Yeah.
Well, whereabouts?
Oh, out there west of town, along the highway there.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. That road should sure enough stand some work on it, special where that culvert's out.
Culvert?
Yeah, but it don't seem just right, Lum. Here you take Mousy and make him quit his job over at the mill, and you turn right around and get him a job working on the road.
I never got him no job.
Not did he get it for himself?
Court odd.
Well, somebody must have got it for him, Lum. Does that pay him better than his night-watching job at the mill?
It don't pay him nothing.
It don't? Well, that don't sound like much of a job. I believe he could make more shining shoes over at Mose Moots' barbershop. Mose looking for a boy.
Well, he ain't out for no kind of a job. Road work is just a training expression, Abner. Us boxing fellers knows what it means.
Oh.
It means... Wait a minute, for goodness sakes, where did you get all this bread?
Baked it, I think.
You did?
Why, sure.
All by yourself?
Oh, there ain't nothing to it. Just mix up the stuff and there it is.
Well, good for you, Abner. Granny, now we can keep that lucky loaf idea of mine going. How's it been selling today?
More orders than we ever had before.
Well, good.
More than I ever had, I mean.
I do know. Granny, I believe that's the greatest one idea I ever had in my life. That's our ring. More likely some orders right there. I'll get it.
No, I'll get it now. I'll handle this. Hello, Jotham Downstorn Baker, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mr. Who? Putnam? Oh, over there at Odin. Yes, sir.
Granny's calling clean from Odin now.
Yes, sir. Lucky Lowe's. Uh-huh. That's right. 300 Lowe's? Yes,
Abner,
sir.
I better handle this.
Keep away from me, Lum. Yes, sir, Mr. Putman. We'll get them ready for you as soon as we can. All right. Goodbye, Mr. Putnam.
Granny's 300 Lowe's. Abner, we're going to make a fortune out of this.
What do you mean, we? This is my store.
Your store?
Why, sure. Don't you recollect you signed a paper the other day giving me ownership of everything here?
For goodness sake. Well, sure, I signed that, but that was just a joke. I just done that to get Mousy to quit his night-watching job.
I don't care why you done it, Lum. The point is you done it. All right, doggies, I'm going to hold you to it.
You mean you think you're going to hornswoggle me out of my part of the store and bakery?
I never hornswoggled you. You done it yourself. I've got the paper that you wrote out yourself giving it to me.
Yeah, but I just give you that so... Oh, you're just trying to judge me. I see you now. Catch on. Granny, that would be a gooder known me, wouldn't it?
Lum, I ain't joshing you. This is my store and my bakery. Now, you're plumb out of it now.
Wait a minute. Are you serious about this?
Of course I am. You give up the store and the bakery business for a prize fighter so you can just depend on Mossy for a living.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Well, you won't get away with it, I'll tell you that. I'll lawsuit you to the Supreme Court first.
Lawsuit? I don't care. I've got a signed paper from you.
You ain't heard the last of this, Mr. Peabody.
Grannies,
I'm coming back here and run you out of business if it's the last thing I ever do. If I can't do it no other way, I'll put in a big apartment store right across the street and bakery. I'll show you dead blame thief.
Yeah. Oh, is he mad? Mad enough to bite. It's working, Grandpa.
Huh?
Didn't you see how mad old Lum got?
No, I was reading here. What'd he do?
He stomped out of here mad as a wet setting hen. He thought I couldn't get along without him around here. That feller Putman from over at Odin called up and ordered 300 loaves of bread right while Lum was standing here.
300 loaves?
Yes, sir.
Well, what are you doing, cutting the price on bread?
No, I'm still getting 10 cents a loaf for it. That's what I'm getting. Yes, sir. Ten cents.
You're sure doing the business, doing twice as much as you done when Lum was handling it.
Yeah, I know it. I believe it's this little change I'm making in the Lucky Loaf fight is what's doing it, though. See, Lum was putting a dollar and one out of every 25 loaves of bread. I'm putting 25 cents in every loaf. I doggy, they're going for it, too.